yesterday, there was a brand new bill introduced, or maybe it was 2 days ago. I'll strike that. Senate Bill 5767 just showed up. And really what it does is it's a tax on, well, I'm going to call it income, which is a tax on compensation paid to certain highly compensated hospital employees. So in other words, if you're a very high compensated hospital employee, this proposed bill is going to tax through an excise tax the annual compensation that you make above a certain amount. And I believe it comes with a 7.5% tax bracket. And Kyle, for your listeners, maybe they're hearing it first or maybe they're not, but this is really, in my opinion, kind of a theme that we've already started on since the Supreme Court ruled that there's an excise tax on your gains. We called it the capital gains income tax. It certainly didn't take long for another excise tax bill to come out since the ruling.
It is interesting. I'm just reading through Senate Bill 5767 now, and this snuck under my radar, looking at some nonprofit hospitals and what's called inflated administrative salaries. Looking at the struggles that face these nonprofit hospitals, I'm trying to see what the additional tax is, but this is a very specific bill that I'm sure the reasons about this, it's not just a high earners in all areas. This is specifically for hospitals, and that's interesting.
Well, Kyle, I take maybe a little direction on this than you may or may not, sir. And what I'm getting at is, this is the first excise tax. And I don't, to me, it's irrelevant whether you've titled it to go after hospital, compensation wages. The purpose of the bill is to tax excess compensation. What is that going to mean? Do you think it's going to just stop at hospital, administrators or whatnot? Then where's the bill coming next for school district administrators? When the Supreme Court of Washington made that ruling on excise tax to tax that transaction, I truly believe it opened up the door for a number of ways that Washington State's going to try to get some money out of somebody. And in this case, I believe this is just one of first of probably many. And so what if it's a hospital is the target? What keeps anybody from targeting anything there after that? Because we're talking about excess compensation, which is defined as the annual total compensation of a covered employee that exceeds 10 times the average wage most recently published by the Employment Security Department. So there's a factor in there that says if you make so much more than this certain published wage, you could get a bill that's going to tax that. So, Kyle, I think we're going down the wrong road. And I think that the motive is very clear here that we're looking for new ways to tax people on their income.
When we're looking at those, I mean, the most recent annual average annual wage is $82,508. So when we're looking at an $820,000 salary, what would be, that's $61,000 in tax ballpark, if the math in my head is correct. Again, it's very specific to possibly low-hanging fruit of the hospitals, but if this is something that does go through, I can't see how this is not going to go elsewhere. And when we're looking at excess compensation, and if it is just those that are making $1 million, $800,000 to $1 million a year, I can't imagine this would not expand beyond hospital employees and into public sector, into the Seattle data market and the IT market and all of this. I don't see why it wouldn't continue on.
Well, that I again, Kyle, that's the best part about us is you and I get to communicate, and we'll be able to follow this as it develops. But this is a development. There, where there was none, now there is one. I'm going to take the position that there will be more. And it also opens up the door for municipalities to consider taxation on incomes as they define excess and things. I think if you could follow me there, I would take the challenge to say, if you want to go after, this is called low picking fruit or picking that, what happens after you eat all that and you're still hungry? You go after more fruit. And I'm going to stick by my guns and say, let's be very cautious. But this was certainly a surprise. That's my point, Kyle, that 57-67, I didn't see coming so soon.
One of the interesting things about this is the amount of sponsors and co-sponsors that are on this, based on, what is this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, ballpark around 10 different sponsors on this. With that many people backing it from the get-go and from the jump, it feels like there could be a serious possibility of movement on this bill as we get into the budget and the proviso periods.
Well, Kyle, when you look up the sponsors, you'll find that it is not a bipartisan dropped bill. It is a partisan bill, and maybe that shouldn't surprise anybody, but that's the fact that I'd like to make real clear on here, is that the sponsors are there by the Democratic Majority Party. There is not one Republican that I can see that have signed on to this. Let's see how this worked through. Again, I wasn't expecting this yet. I always have the statement that Olympia is never satisfied enough. There's never enough money or places that Olympia won't look for more money.